my special secret that I can't bear to keep. Thinking about you day and night has got me losing sleep. So I am going public, expressing how I feel. I'm bridging verse and chorus with this breakdown as my shield. You are my heart's concerto in autumn's melody. This faded love is not by chance, we are destined to be. Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be, an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And join us for part two of Black Dog.
Yes, part two. So what did you think worked well in this drama, Marcia?
Okay.
This quiet drama.
It was very quiet. We've mentioned that it was quiet. The acting was phenomenal. I can't, like, it was a good story. It was good acting. Mm-hmm. Everybody played their role really well.
Yeah. But you said, I need something more to happen.
For me, you know, what did I write, actually? Good acting, slow story. True to life, but mm-hmm. not a drama I would run to watch. Very quiet. I've never seen a drama that was that focused on teachers. Mm-hmm. And not students, so that part was interesting.
Yes, that's why it was a interesting watch for me in the beginning. Because I, you're right, I've never seen
what
a drama.
What was that word? In the beginning?
In the beginning. Yes, in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
Did I expect it to be a little bit more, quote-unquote, exciting?
I thought something more would develop. But everything was just really, really quiet.
You know what I find funny? So everyone was like, yeah, I kind of wanted the two leads to, you know, get together. Uh-huh. I had a different thought. I was expecting, like, the show was never even reading as, like, these two are going to get together. There's mm-hmm. teachers who, colleagues who were. I was expecting it to happen only because nothing else was happening. Yeah. That I was just like, Oh, you know what? Maybe they're going to get together. Maybe they're going to add the romance. Like, I've never seen a drama where it's just like, oh, no, it's just everyday teachers. Like, yeah, what the director wanted was a documentary. Like, oh, I can see my teachers. That's what they did. But would it convert to ratings?
I'm not sure. I don't know how many people watch this show. But it's weird because as I was watching it, as I got it started getting into the story, I was just like, okay, I want to see what happens next episode. Mm-hmm. But every episode is just like, not much new things going on.
I think the best thing, you want to hear the joke? There was a scene where, like, you know, the music changed?
Yeah.
This music changed. Someone was walking down the hall very briskly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, something's about to happen. And I was just like, guys, there were test results. And it's like something about the test results and there was an error on the question.
Yeah.
And the way she did the voiceover was like something horrible like happened. Like I thought it was, you know, some type of bullying incident that
it
got out of
line. It was so horrible because just now people who are in tier one are going to drop down to tier two because of that question.
Exactly.
There's going to be angry parents.
There's going to be angry parents.
And angry students.
And they had a whole discussion, like a whole teacher meeting on, now the question is, guys, do we still mark the people who got C correct?
Yeah.
Or is everyone who got C wrong and A is correct? And I was watching it kind of in equal disbelief that this was like drama
drama for this drama. And then to top it off, then they had a reoccurring event where some students, based on that person got the mark.
Yeah.
And so then they had some other thing, but it was in the Korean language essay.
There was an error there,
and they were trying to decide whether they should give them the grade or not. And the teachers were debating, look, if we just give them grades just because they try to debate it to us, like, what are they going to make of us? Anytime they want to get a better grade,
they're just going
to
argue
with the point. You know, so
and then also the whole thing of the top, where this guy, this teacher, I was really shocked this man was a teacher, where he's just like, hey, we gotta to support our top tier students. Like, let's just forget about the rest.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure the top is the top.
But he was
He probably should have been running for vice principal or principal or something.
He was trying.
More, he was more considerate of the fact that, look, we have to make ourselves a showing in the world of teaching. And right now, we're very low.
Our students. Yeah, he's like, our students are not getting into the top schools.
If we get some people into top schools, then more people will want to come to
us. Like, okay, so they kept having these arguments. And in my head, me watching it, uh-huh. I was like, okay. I get that you're like the students who are working hard, who are diligent, you want them to do their best. You want them to have, you know, everything they could possibly
every
have.
Every advantage.
Every advantage they could have. But then when I think about it, when you think about the grades and the levels between this top tier and the second tier, it's not like a huge margin.
No, it's not.
So then now you're creating a program or a club where these top tiers literally have an advantage.
Yeah.
Whereas in the other students can't even get into these classes to learn this course.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
That was when I was like, okay, that's a problem. Like, I get that you want the kids who are working hard.
No, it was really a problem when they moved it to first tier and second tier, and then anybody who didn't qualify then was left to do nothing. It's like basically like we forgot. And then they started
left to the way.
Vandalizing the special room that they had.
And then they kept forcing teachers who usually would have classes available for everyone. They're like, oh, no, we want you to have a top tier class. Like, you can't have everyone in your class. Yeah. And then the students are coming to him like, I want to take your class. I can't take your class, though, because I'm not top tier. And he's just like, what is he? He can't even say it. He's been told and been ordered that he can't teach. That's like, it just caused a problem. And then it amounted to a student stealing a textbook. Like, the desperation on that young girl, it was so sad to see her, the struggle and what she was trying to do and how hard she was working, but she couldn't get past the hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one student also who had the pressure at home, but then he was also good. And then this naive teacher is like, I want to help them both. But it's just like, yeah, it was just a very interesting show to see that
mm-hmm.
side.
Mm-hmm. I thought the most interesting part of the whole show was when, after the second year, and she continued being a teacher at the school,
mm-hmm.
and when all these kids kind of rose up and they were vandalizing this special classroom where they got privileges, and when they said, well, why did you do it? And they just like, you basically forgot about us.
Yeah.
And you're saying we have no chance by giving it to first tier. Now you've got first and second tier. So if I don't make first and second tier, we shouldn't even come to school.
Yeah.
And so they were kind of like, that is kind of true. But then it kind of showed their favoritism when they started to ask the students to judge them on their teaching and who liked them. And they felt really down when they weren't on the top tier.
They felt they understood.
They understood what the students felt like.
Yeah.
But could you imagine if you're not in the first one or two tiers? They're basically saying you don't have a place in this school.
Yeah. It's very horrible.
That's very hard. So.
It's very hard.
And the thing is, this was the
and
best part.
You're supposed
part.
To be the most supporting people in
yes,
their life.
And this was the best part for me in the whole drama is when she realized that she was doing it wrong, because she was so focused the first year on just the top tier and they're my babies and they're trying to do everything to make them get into school.
Yeah.
She forgot 98% of the rest of the school population.
Right? And there was a moment where she is, because she's battling as well as, you know, her advancement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also then as a teacher, when she started out, she's just like, oh, I just like the kids. I just want my kids to do well in my
mm-hmm.
class. I just want them to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became more on her advancement, like, if you lead this group, when the whole group goes well, you look, it looks better on your resume.
Yeah.
That they're doing well. This top tier group is doing well.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very big that when she was asked to do it the second year, she's just like, no.
Yeah, I won't do it.
I can't, no, I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, she forgot
98% of the
why she became a teacher in the first place.
No, and the students. And the thing that was the most amazing thing is that the student who wanted to drop out of school, she didn't even realize that he was in her class before.
Wow, yes, could you imagine?
She's just like, and the whole time he was always talking to her, and he never told her, I've been in your class, or whatever
No, he didn't.
He didn't tell her.
He was just like, I'm dropping out of school.
You're dropping out of school. Well, why? And when she looked at the class list and realized, oh my God, he was my student.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't even know.
Didn't even know it.
I didn't even know. Sorry, technical difficulties. I didn't even realize that he was in my class.
It was...
That was just like, wow.
Yeah, that was a moment.
Did you really forget a student?
Apparently.
Wow.
And I think it was her home... It was like not like
her homeroom class.
Not like the one that she would go to the class. Mm-hmm. It was her homeroom class. She didn't realize because he was quiet.
Yeah.
This just shows...
That was an epic fail. And then she was so concerned that he was dropping out. She's like, lady, you didn't even know I was in your class.
And then the reason why, there's a bit of it, like the reason why she was concerned about he was dropping out. Do you think it was more so that, oh, it's bad if I have a student that drops out? Or was it like, I'm concerned because he's dropping out? Which one do you think it was more like?
I think it was 50-50, actually.
50-50?
Yeah. I think she was concerned about her career, but she was just like, why are you dropping out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened?
And like, there's a fact, I think, there was, one of the teachers actually said a statistic that, like 25 or something, 30% or something students who would drop out of school.
Bet you they're third tier.
Yeah, they're probably
just like,
third
you're not
tier.
Even paying attention to me, so.
Or, you know, the spiteful teacher who was, like, administration for the university,
uh-huh.
Who was, like, they met with her, and they're like, she looked familiar to you, right? Yeah, I do remember her.
Uh-huh.
And she was so spiteful for a while. She's like, oh yeah, I'm never nominating anyone from school. No, I'm not showing up.
Yeah, I can understand why she was upset.
Like when you look back and he goes,
could
yeah, I kind of look back on how
they... We're working someplace for 4 years and you go back to the same place and nobody
recognizes you.
Especially when you worked with them.
You worked with
them.
It's
fine
horrible.
If you never knew them, but you worked with them.
You worked with them. It was very messed up. Who's your favorite character in this?
That's a hard one because I really didn't really enjoy much of it would have to be the teacher who was the head of the Korean English department, the sassy one.
The teacher? The guy?
No, the girl. The head of the Park Song Soon.
Oh, you mean the lead?
The lead. No, not the lead. Rami Ren, the one who's the lead teacher from Miracle We Met, also she's in. We just talked about her.
Yeah, that's your name. That's the name you just said. Rami Ren, so you
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Well, she's like a lead.
I thought the girl was
supporting lead.
Yeah, her. Yeah, she was my favorite. She was, to me, she was the most interesting character.
My favorite was Jo Sun Jun, who played Kim Yi Bun. So this is the nosy teacher. The one who was just like the gossipy teacher who did no work,
okay.
You know, and who was ordering people around. I thought she was, it was fun to see this year.
I had a teacher like that reflecting.
Did you have that?
He wasn't nosy, but he just didn't do any work.
Didn't do any work?
He would mark one paper at the beginning of the semester, and then you got the same grade for the rest of the
wow.
No matter what you did, it was the same.
Okay, grade. I had a teacher, a lazy teacher.
You would only check
teacher.
For spelling mistakes. That's
right. I had a science teacher, a chemistry teacher,
mm-hmm.
who would literally, you walk into class, he put a projection on, he was like, all right, copy that. And then just sat at the front of the class and was doing... Nothing, like, he didn't interact, he didn't talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
This was, like, grade 12, so I'm like, wow. you should be doing more. Like, I'm about to leave here and go to a university or college,
right.
Like, you should be doing a lot more. He was the most lazy. And then he was very derogatory to certain students.
Wow.
Like, this a girl will walk up and ask him for help.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of, and I'm not sure if she played up being ditzy,
mm-hmm.
but she was just kind of, she's just, to me, it looked like she's just kind of very, kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And though she didn't perceive herself, people didn't perceive her to be innocent, she did have, like, an innocent quality to her. So she'd go up and ask questions, and he would, like, be mocking her, like, to her face.
Like,
I couldn't stand.
Was stupid?
Yeah, I think he, I'm like, wow, no one wants to ask you questions, no one wants to ask a teacher questions who's just gonna call you stupid when you ask the question.
Yeah, that's really bad.
How about the fact that you never taught us anything? You put a projector on, and, like, if you were smart and you got it. If you
see,
weren't.
That's one thing that we didn't have to do in our growing up in school. I don't know if you had to do was grade your teacher.
Oh, if I could grade a teacher.
I wish you could.
Oh my gosh, if I could. Every so often from university, there's sometimes they'll say, oh, your teacher's up for tenure. We want you to write a review. If it's a good teacher, I'll write the review. If it's a horrible teacher, I'll also write the review. If it's in the middle, I can't remember you, that means I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know, I can't remember you to say anything. But if you're horrible and I remember how bad you were, oh, I'm going to write you up. Yeah. I'm going to say, you did, but I will write you up for that.
Yeah.
I wish they should actually institute that in our schools.
It would be very interesting.
Because there's a lot of bad teachers.
There's a ton of bad teachers.
In my high school, mm-hmm. This is unfortunate, I had, and of all the teachers I've had, there's only two teachers that I, no, I'll say three. Three teachers that I actually like. One was my math teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Another was, and it's sad, two of the teachers I only had one class with, but they left such an impression. The other one was a French teacher in grade 9, but I stopped taking French, so I couldn't see her again.
Yeah.
But most people were like, oh, she's very strict, like, you can only go to the bathroom at certain times in the class, only because she goes, I don't want you to miss anything, and I don't want to have to teach you twice. But you know what she would do? She would go to each student after teaching a lesson, they were doing it, and ask if we had questions.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, the teacher was great. She was good at her job. She was just really good at her job. And I'm like, I appreciate someone who's like that. Then a math teacher is going to sit up there, and when a kid starts saying, tell me about your sports car, and then you start yammering about your sports car. I was
those bunching were, those were
in grade 9.
Those were great teachers.
Oh, my God. No, is that what you trying to do to your teachers?
I didn't do that, but I remember that tactic when people were trying to avoid doing work, and they just wanted the teacher to talk.
I can't.
Because they didn't want to have to do any work.
And I'm not interested in cars. I could not stand this teacher. Still remember him.
Wow.
See, I remember the good ones and the bad ones. And then the third teacher was a careers teacher. So therefore, again, I did co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Only had this teacher for a short time.
Yeah.
But the person was great at the job. I think I had two co-op teachers. I'm like, and they both were good at the jobs. One of them, I've only ever seen him work as a coach for basketball.
Yeah.
And every time I saw him, I was like, I don't know, what is this man too? And then I did co-op, and I was like, okay, this is what you did in the school.
I must say that I was very fortunate, and most of the teachers that I had were really good to excellent. I had really good teachers. Back in the day, I'm a little bit older than her, and but back in the day, I really feel that teachers who went into the profession were really serious and really had a passion for teaching. I don't know if it's as much anymore. That might be being kind. I don't think it's as much.
Again, I'll have to see what's happening now, but my days, high school, it was not, like, in elementary school, and I had way more, I could see multiple teachers throughout, I think from even grade 2, you know, grade 3 teacher was great, grade 6 teacher was amazing, like, I can remember multiple years of having, oh, great teacher, great teacher, great teacher, my music teacher was great, and I only saw the person for music, like, I could remember so much in elementary school. When I went to high school, it became, I can count on my one hand of good experiences with teachers. And luckily, I was pretty good at math, so that was great. So when I had that horrible math teacher who taught me nothing, and then the second year I had a math teacher who, honestly, I didn't get good grades in her class, but she was comical enough. She was just funny.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't great at teaching. Like, if you didn't know it, she was just kind of Lisa. No, like, and I'm using my name, but she did that for like everyone. We're just like the moment she sighed at us and what we're doing, and she's like, "Oh, you're not listening." Okay. And then I had my grade 11 math teacher, who was my favorite teacher of the whole school. Like, I saw the students on the street, and you don't say hi to teachers. I literally saw them in the street, and I go, Miss Jacob, I call it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, this is years later. And he luckily still remembered me. But I was like, I don't, as a student, if I see a teacher in a store at Walmart, I'm going to the next aisle because I won't conversate with them.
Yeah. For
at all. All.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, my mom has a teacher who she still, on a once a year, will catch up with him and be like, oh yeah, he's my teacher. I'm like, oh, what was this? High school, university? And she's like, elementary. Like, it was really, I think it was high school, but I can't remember. Do you remember that teacher she's talking about?
Yeah.
Was it high school?
I think it's elementary.
Is it elementary? So
like,
it's
seven,
really,
eight. I don't
think
it was high school.
It wasn't like grade 12.
No, I don't think it was.
It was like years that they'll still, she'll catch up, like, and he probably does it with all his students. I'm not sure if he's passed away now. But it's like one of those teachers that when they pass, their funeral is packed full of the students that they've had.
When you're a really good teacher, you make an impact.
Yeah.
I remember the good ones. I remember a couple of the bad ones, but mostly for comical reasons. but when you have a good teacher, they can really shape and inform your life. And that's what teachers are supposed to do. Well, like when you have a really good teacher, they shape and they help to form your formative years and prepare you for life, for your career, to be an adult, like so many things. So, you know, I have to give some kudos to teachers, even though we give them a hard time, or maybe I just gave them a hard time. You know, they do a lot of work. They are very diligent and hardworking. And they do
For
the most part. And they work beyond their job. Like, a lot of the things that they have to do.
I know many teachers who I know work hard. I never had them when I was growing up.
I'm so sorry.
But
I had really
I did not
teachers.
Have a lot. I had a few that still resonate and remember the name. If you show me someone else, I'd be like, who?
Yeah.
I don't know this man. I don't know this woman. Like, I don't remember them. I do. I remember there was a music teacher that I was working at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
She came through my line. And I kind of saw her. I was like, that's Mrs. Ryan. I think I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she actually remembered me.
Yeah.
Which is... Also, I had a name.
You have the same
Risa.
Face.
I do have the same face.
Child.
And my name is very not unusual. Common. It's not like, is that a Michelle? Is that one of the Kellys? No, it's an unusual. And I did have my name tag, so kind of might have helped her out.
And you have
but
the same
she pronounced
face.
It correct.
You have the same face.
Okay, yes, true. She did pronounce my name correctly, though. I remember as a student, our teachers used to do power walking over lunch one time. I think I was in grade 3. And 3 of us were like, let's go power walk with our teachers. And again, one of them was a French teacher. I don't know why I didn't stick with French. But yeah.
So I have to ask you this question. Would you recommend this drama to other people to watch?
Okay. I would. I have a stipulation for me recommending
this. Why is this a long answer? Not just yes or no.
I can't. Okay. I'm
going
to say
go,
yes.
Go ahead. Yes.
I would recommend someone experience this drama. It's a learning experience, but
don't have a violin sound.
Listen,
effect?
I think I got rid of it.
Okay.
But I would not watch it after you've seen like Sky Castle, Class of Life. Like, if you've already watched them, wait a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wait like about 6 months. Then just calm down with something like normal. You do need a palate cleanser. You need something that's just going to calm you down after something exciting. So just don't watch it after like Sky Castle or Class of Ice, because then you would really have a bad experience.
This is sounding really bad.
You wouldn't be able to finish it. All right, Teresa, would you recommend this drama?
No, I would not recommend this drama. And, this is going to get a complicated answer too. It's not that it's a bad drama. It's just not something that I think that most people would really enjoy and gravitate to.
That's true.
Yeah, it wasn't bad though.
I would still recommend it. Just don't watch it after Sky Castle or Class of
Ice. I'll recommend it, but don't watch it after a really good one.
Yeah. Don't watch it after like a really good one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you watch like a bad one and you just go, okay, let me get back to normal, like to equal neutral.
No. I must
get
say,
to neutral and then watch it.
I had a very hard time trying to watch this drama because it was very slow. And I actually left it to the last part of the season to watch it. And
yeah, like a week and a half.
I was
ago.
Actually dreading having to watch this show.
Dreading having to watch this show?
Because it was so slow.
Oh.
And
now you know how I feel.
Happening.
You know how I feel when I have
I
to watch
how
a different
feel.
Drama.
I know, but you're always vocalizing it to me. Oh, Angie, right. Oh, my. Oh,
you must vocalize. Why can't I vocalize?
And this is what she sounds like. Ah. Oh. You sure you want to pick this
that
drama?
That cat
you
drama.
You still,
I was really
you know
upset
what?
About it.
You still want to keep this in the season? I don't know.
This season I couldn't say that. I was just grumbling. I couldn't even say you still want to keep this.
You're,
I can't.
You're forever
I couldn't.
Grumbling. You're
I said.
Grumbling. You still did say
it.
That.
We couldn't get rid of it. Because of what I set up,
yeah.
We couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, it was your time travel rules.
I said.
You set that precedent.
My time travel rules?
Sorry. You know, once you set the rules for time travel, you
yeah,
have
I get you now. I get you. I didn't know you were calling them my time travel rules.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
You remember that time travel has rules based on what we've said in the
yes,
past.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yes. So, what about music from the show? Is there anything that stuck out to you?
Okay, I would say I like some of this music.
Okay.
It wasn't like, you know, another drama
everything
where I didn't like
everything
that
you say about this drama is followed up by an affectionate chuckle and giggle. You know, I'm not sure what to make of it. Anyways, let's hear some of the music. Which
okay,
song
so
did you choose?
One song I really liked was Horizon by Klang.
Okay. I like that artist a lot.
You've heard him, you heard this person on something else?
It's a girl, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
It's a girl singing, I think, but I don't think it's, I don't know, it could be a group. Maybe they just composed, I don't know.
I'd also like to go on record as saying sometimes a soundtrack can really help out a drama.
I think the soundtrack helped this drama.
That's
it helped me. I'm not gonna lie, it really helped out this drama a lot.
It really did.
Like it didn't, because if
for some
reason,
had weird music on top of this,
oh my god,
absolutely no.
I would have said, we're going to put in a stable where we can each omit a show or something. I would have added some type of caveat into this.
Some kind of
loophole.
Some kind of wormhole.
I am so happy that the music was great in this one.
Well, one of the songs that I enjoyed was a song called Moonlight by Sandhya. She does a lot of
OSTs, right?
OSTs, yeah. I think I heard this throughout the
You hear this one a lot.
Yeah.
Want to do the next one?
Yeah. The next song that I really enjoyed is called In My Shadow by Kim Bo Hyung.
I also like this one as well. Yeah, that's a nice song. Okay, so then those were, I think, the OST songs, and then these had, like, score. So I had two score songs I liked.
Okay.
One was called Sky Theme by JKM2. We should have done a fake voiceover. Want to try one? Want to try?
Okay. Go ahead. I'm grading my papers. Why? Why did this student get an A minus?
No. No, she never said stuff like that.
You told me to do my version of it. These things happen in the drama all the time.
How did a student get an A minus? Oh, God. Okay, another one I like. Another one I like was Together by J. Kim.
Okay. You want me to do another voiceover this one, too?
Okay, I'm gonna give you some leading.
You do a voiceover.
I have to do a voiceover. Okay, let me hear it first for a second. Okay, I got something.
Okay.
This is more like the drama. If I were to know that being a teacher would have been so hard and I would care so much about these students, I don't know, I would have prepared myself more. Based on my teacher who
sacrificed. No!
That is more like the drama.
No! Hip hip boom! That was very bad.
That was more like the drama than your. Why did this student
that's
get
how I
A
felt.
Minus?
That's how it felt when I was watching it. That's what I was like, I got what's happening? When are they going to talk about something?
Listen, I would say, listen, this is a drama you can watch, you know, when you're multitasking. Like,
what?
How I did it. Like, you just watch it.
This
like,
is
oh,
a
okay.
drama. You can play some more music for me.
Play some more music?
Yeah. Play some more music. This is a drama you can watch while you're multitasking. You know, you have so many other things to do. But you want to have a Korean drama in the background. That's how I recommend this drama.
Honestly, everyone should live their life with a Korean drama playing in the background.
But, you know, all this being said, it was a good drama. It was written well. Yeah. You know, it was just very quiet drama, which is not usually a drama that we wouldn't necessarily have on a season or that doesn't make up the majority of our season.
And I will say this. Mm-hmm. When it's like, I would recommend this, but I'm not recommending this one to everyone.
Yeah.
There's certain people, after they've watched, because it's not the first drama I'm recommending
absolutely
to them.
Not.
Absolutely not. Yeah. But if they've watched drama and I see, like, what their tastes are, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, you know what? Check this one out. You might like this one.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. how I would, like, if they like Moment at 18, I would say, check this one out. You might like this one.
Yes.
Like, I'm not recommending this to everyone. It's not like, you know, other shows that we watch where I'm like, okay, you gotta watch this one. Like, yeah. It's not Boys Over Flower where I'm like, you have to experience Boys Over Flower. Everyone yeah. has to watch Boys Over Flower.
Yeah.
It's like a code of honor. Yeah. Like, you must. You're into K-dramas,
yeah.
you gotta watch some Boys Over Flower. It's like,
yeah.
it's not that same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
With
I
this drama.
You. I get you. But, you know, Black Dog made it onto our season, so
yeah.
please.
I couldn't get it off, guys. I was just interested.
If you haven't seen it and you would like to check it out, slow-moving drama about teachers.
Again, do not watch this after Sky Castle or Class of Mine. This is a disclaimer.
This is a disclaimer.
This is a caution. Do not. You cannot. You cannot.
Well, thank you for joining us with our talk on Black Dog. And until next time, folks, miss you.
Oh, also, Beautiful World. Don't watch it after that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at D2BConcerto or visit our website at www.d2bconcerto.com.